A lot of people find math really hard. And it's sort of like almost become fashionable to say, oh, yeah, math, it's not for me, or something like that. In fact, when I was looking for an image, this was something that came up that I really enjoyed. This one, dear math, I'm not a therapist. Solve your own problems. I like that. That I found, I just wanted to share that because it made me laugh. But it's true. A lot of people think that, you know, math is difficult. When I was little, not now because I don't use math all that often anymore, but when I was little, I was actually pretty good at mathematics. That was one of my best subjects in school. That doesn't mean that I didn't need help with it, though, from time to time. When I was very, very young, we lived in a very, very French area. This is in the 1970s when, you know, the height of the linguistic tension in Quebec. And I lived in this very, very French area of Laval. This is actually a picture of the street. I went on Google Maps and got the street view from it. It's Valois Street in Laval. That first place that you see on the left, that was our house growing up. And it was all full of duplexes. There were only a couple of single family homes on the street. And there was only one other English family on the whole street, in the whole area, really. And the Venturans, they lived across the street, and they had a son, Mike. He was 2 years older than me, but we became friends because we were the only English kids on the street. He went to English school, I went to French school, but despite all that, we were friends. And, you know, when you're five or six, 2 years is a big thing, right? But we were still friends because he was the only other English guy. And I remember being like, you know, 6, 7 years old in grade one. I remember in grade one that Mike would actually help me. He was in grade three. He would actually help me with my math homework. And it's, you know, it's just the basic stuff and whatever you learn in grade one, arithmetic, I don't know if you, multiplication, whatever you're learning in grade one. But Mike would help me to learn. And then I lost touch with Mike later on. We went from this very, very French neighborhood in Laval to Montreal West, which is sort of like, you know, as English as it gets on the island of Montreal. There was like three French families in the whole town. Anyway, I lost touch with Mike. But years later, I remember recalling that time and how talking about how Mike helped me with my math, and my parents, who were both teachers, they told me that, you know, Mike was really not very good at math. Mike wasn't really a good student, but we recognize that him helping you with your math actually was a help for him. In order to teach something, in order to help somebody else understand it, it has to be clear to you. So I think my parents, you know, didn't mind that he helped me with my math because it was actually helping him too learn math. And I think that's an important concept for us to hold on to. Jesus today says, a disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Jesus is saying that as a disciple, and disciple is a student or a follower, as a follower of Jesus, we're not above Jesus, the master. But it does mean that even though we're followers, that we should be leading others as well. In fact, part of being a disciple of Jesus means that we should be leading others. Jesus goes on to talk about, you know, not removing the stick in someone else's eye until you've removed the log in your own eye. That's not about being perfect. That's about judging. That's not about, he's speaking about that, about not judging others. But here he's saying that as a follower, as a disciple of Jesus, we are meant to lead as well. In fact, as a disciple of Jesus, we, as Christians, there are two calls. We are called to two different things as a Christian. We are called to holiness. Each one of us is called to grow in holiness. That is a part of being a disciple. We're called to grow more and more like Jesus the Master. But there is another call as well. We are all of us called to mission. That's also a part of what it means to be a disciple. There's this universal call to holiness and a universal call to mission. We are called to be missionary disciples. I know that word scares people, missionary, but we are called to be missionary disciples, and those words are inseparable in the Christian life. Truly following Jesus, being a disciple, means that we are asked to grow in holiness, that we are continuing journeying towards holiness. But we are also meant to help others on their journey as well. That's what being missionary is, just helping someone take a few steps in their path of discipleship. And the thing is, we grow in holiness when we help others in our spiritual journey. Just like Mike, who was not great at math, but he was learning as he was teaching me math. And so it is in our faith life. You know, you will learn more about who Jesus is to you, what he wants for you, not what he wants from you, what he wants for you, when you help someone else discover just how much God the Father loves them, or how the Son of God died for them, or how the Holy Spirit can fill them. That's how you grow as a disciple. Jesus today also said, you know, can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into the pit? You know, and I used to think in my faith journey, I've been, you know, even before I was a priest, I took my faith seriously and I'd read a lot about it, but I felt like I was blind. You know, I didn't really feel that I could lead anybody else in this. I had so many questions, so many things that I didn't know, so many things that I was still discovering. How could I lead someone else? And even as a priest, sometimes I feel like that. How can I lead somebody else? I still have so many things that I'm learning about what it means to follow Jesus. So how can I lead someone? Aren't I blind? Well, this is why I absolutely love the Alpha program. With Alpha, it's not the blind leading the blind. It's a program where everyone journeys together, where some of us who may be a step or two ahead, maybe in grade 3, are helping someone in grade 1 take that next step in their faith journey, where our mission to help others follow Jesus means that we grow as followers of Jesus too. And over the past couple of weeks, we've had witnesses come up and talk about their faith experience, their experience with Alpha. You know, last week we had Amy saying that doing Alpha was okay, not great, but okay. But that her experience being on team and helping others to grow has helped her as well. And that's my experience. Today I want to be able to share a little bit about my experience of Alpha. The first time I took Alpha, or I didn't take Alpha, I was actually, this was in 2016 in Halifax when I was there. And because, you know, I'm the priest, they said, you won't be just a guest, we'll have you as a team member on the Alpha team. I think that was a mistake. I should have been just a guest. But anyway, that's the hindsight's 20/20. So I was supposed to be on team this first time. I later took Alpha as a guest. That was even better. But that first time I'm on team, and you know, I'm thinking about this, and I've been in seminary, studied theology. I have a master's in all of this stuff. And so the content of the videos of that was being presented, none of that was new to me. You know, some of the ways in which it's presented, an analogy that they use, oh, that's pretty good. I might try to remember that. That's a good way. But I wasn't learning a lot from the content of Alpha. But the thing is, in my group, there was one guy in particular, and I have to be careful here because I used his real name and I didn't ask his permission, and now we podcast these homilies, so he, even though he's in Halifax, he might end up hearing this, and I can't use his real name. And I mistakenly did this at the 9 o'clock. I blurted out his real name at some point in the homily, so I got to make sure, because we're recording this, so I can't use it. I got to remember. Please, Lord. So this one guy, he had just retired. He'd been through a lot in his life. He just retired from the military. He'd been in the military, and he just retired, and he was questioning a whole bunch of things. And so he hadn't really, faith had not been a part of his life for a long, long time. And somebody asked him if he wanted to do Alpha, so he just came and signed up, and he did this Alpha, and my experience with this guy, journeying with him, that was incredible for me. That was the Alpha experience that opened my eyes to so much. You know, when he asked us 1 week, oh, can you pray for me? And so, you know, at the end of our meeting, we just started to lay hands on him and pray over him. And that was new to me. And that was like, wow, did I grow in my prayer life in doing that? And then another week he asked us, he was trying to read the Bible every day, to get committed to reading the Bible every day. And so he said, can you email me, you know, something like a gospel passage or a passage from the Bible that I could read every day. So that forced me to recommit to reading scripture. And every day I would send him something, oh, this, I like this passage, this little, and just a little note, a one-liner saying, hey, this part really spoke to me. And I grew so much in trying to help this man grow as a disciple, help him to become Christian, in a sense, and become a follower of Jesus. We grow when we help others grow. And that's what I found so wonderful about Alpha. Not the content, not the videos that we show, but the journeying with people. I grow in holiness when I help others grow. Holiness and mission, it's what we are all called to. You know, there's a friend of mine in Halifax, Ron Huntley. He just wrote a book about Alpha and how it can revitalize a parish. And one of the things he always says about Alpha is your Alpha experience isn't complete until you invite someone else into Alpha. And I think it's the same thing for our Christian life. You know, being a Christian is incomplete unless we help others grow. It is not simply good enough to try and grow in our own personal holiness. In fact, it's inseparable from being a missionary disciple, from inviting others into that same relationship with Jesus, inviting others to grow in holiness themselves, inviting others to take one step further in their faith journey. Doing that helps us grow as disciples. And that is what actually makes the Christian life complete. Trying to separate out those two things, holiness and mission, is impossible. The Alpha content may be great for you. It may not be. It may not help you grow as a disciple, the content itself. But I am certain that the Alpha experience will help you grow. Because it's not about the videos or the teaching. It's about helping one another grow, take one step further in our faith journey. Jesus today says a disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. What does fully qualified mean? You know, my childhood friend Mike was not fully qualified to teach mathematics. I am certain he did not grow up to be a math teacher. In fact, I Facebook stalked him. He lives in Calgary and he's a truck driver now. But anyway, I looked him up, but he was qualified enough in grade 3 to help me in grade 1 learn my math homework. If it works for math, why wouldn't it work in our faith life? I don't want people to just come to Alpha and watch the videos. I want people to experience Alpha because it'll help you grow. It's the whole experience that that is eye-opening in our faith life. It isn't the content, it's the journeying together, being able to share where we are in our faith and seeing others take a step further in theirs. I'm asking you to consider doing Alpha, to inviting others to do Alpha, because that's how you will grow as a missionary disciple. And that's what will help you grow in holiness. That's what will help you respond to those calls, the call that Jesus has in your life, to what Jesus, not what Jesus wants from you, but what Jesus wants for you.